The rally is to accomplish to bring out as many bodies as possible to show the man that we are totally against having a bio lab built here in Boston in the Roxbury South End area. So hopefully we'll have a very diverse group and we won't be depicted as people who are just whining. All of us can't be whining about something that is right. So that's really what it's about today.
And when Boston Medical School assures people that this is a totally contained and safe facility, what's your response?
I think Boston University hasn't said that as of yet, and I think that's why we're out here today. If we were not a community of color, we'd have a lot more answers. We can't get any answers from BU. So that's why we're out here today, because they're not giving us information.
What's the larger context of this particular bioterrorism lab in terms of the kinds of locally unwanted land uses that exist in this community and communities of color elsewhere?
You know what? Our community is suffering with our youth not having any place to go play, for our youth to go to school. 7 schools were closed down. 700 teachers were fired. At the same time, BU got the $1.6 billion. There's something wrong with that picture. We don't have people that have health insurance that are able to go to the hospital. They got to spend their money on the people. We're the one that put them in office. They need our vote, so they need to do what they need to do, which is take care of their constituents.
And in terms of like a national context of these biolabs, why is this one different?
Pardon me?
Why is this biolab different than others?
This one's different because it's in the heart of the city. If we look just around us and we see all of these housing developments, there's too many people around a lab that is going to be dealing with diseases that have no cure. You know, so we're not talking a level 1 or level 2. We're talking about something that if released, we're dead. There's nothing that we can do about that. And we're not willing to watch our family, our neighbors, and our children hemorrhage within and bleed out of every hole in their body for the main simple fact that Boston wants to be prestigious. Not on our back, they won't.
And what has been the response of the city's law enforcement?
The city's law enforcement? There hasn't really been any response by the city's law enforcement.
You said you spoke to the fire department, I believe.
Oh, sure. Our kids, actually some of the kids that are out here, that went to the fire department, went to the police department, went to some of the hospitals. Some of them didn't know about it, and we pretty much gave them the information. They said anybody within a 10-mile radius, they ain't even going to deal with us. And 10 miles from where this is built, it starts now not to be a black issue. We're talking about Brookline. We're talking about Dedham. We're talking about South Boston. We're talking about East Boston. We're talking about every nationality will be affected by this. So we need to throw them labels away that we have and become people and stand up and fight for what is ours, our life.